It's Tuesday, May 5th, 2009, and you're listening to The Apple Juice Show. If interested in sponsoring The Apple Juice Show, please email us at sales@applejuiceshow.com. Hello and welcome to episode 37 of The Apple Juice Show. I'm Connor Bevins and I'm co-hosting today. You can find us, of course, on the web at applejuiceshow.com and email us at info@applejuiceshow.com. In today's show, I'm going to have with me George Drage and Billy Heim. So George is generally the regular host. So, George, how are you doing?
I am doing pretty fine. So this is Cinco de Mayo. So happy Cinco de Mayo to all the people that celebrate it.
Yes, happy Cinco de Mayo. And Billy, how are you?
Doing pretty darn good on this Cinco de Mayo. There's a lot of scary movies for Cinco de Mayo, so I love watching those on the days.
Actually, it's been pretty much a long time. It's been like, what, almost a month since I haven't put out the show, actually. It was like the 13th around that week I put the last episode out. I actually was on a cruise right before we recorded. I went on a cruise, actually. And that was pretty fun. And about 2 weeks ago was my birthday.
Anyways, let's jump right in to some Apple tech. And one big thing that everybody's been talking about for the past, I guess, 2 weeks, I forget exactly the day, but it is Tweety. So
the day, actually, I was really happy. The developer actually launched it on my birthday. So that was April 20th. Is Lauren a guy or a girl, the developer?
I'm not entirely sure.
I've always questioned that, and I was like, is it a female or a male? So, but Lauren, the person, launched it on April 20th, 2009. I actually, a viewer from the show, actually emailed me with a link to download it. So I actually had the version before the 1.0, which was a little flaky, but I was using it like the 19th, and it was the best thing I've ever used. And I've been using it. I mean, it has all the features that I liked from TweetDeck.
But it's light, right? It doesn't have the heaviness that Air places on a system.
TweetDeck and Twitterific. Actually, I like Twitterific. I was using that for the longest time. And then when I would go to different places, I would use TweetDeck, or I was using always Tweety on my phone. So, I mean, I always liked something that was like Tweety. And now we have something.
Yeah, and by the way, guys, just to give you a bit of a background on what Tweety is it was originally an application for the iPhone. It was a Twitter application for the iPhone, and they had a really just incredible success with that, so they obviously decided to develop it for Mac, in case you were wondering.
I love Tweety on my Mac. I started using it probably a week ago, and I haven't gone back. I like the UI of it. And I love the you know, some stuff that Air can't do that Tweety can, that really plays a part in it. I still haven't put it on my other machines, but I have it on my main one.
Yeah, well, one thing, is there drag and drop functionality in it?
Drag and drop for
pictures? Like images or something?
Pictures, yeah. You just drag one off your desktop and you put it into the tweet. And
that's a big thing to me, because I do a lot of
screenshots.
Yeah, screenshots during the day, showing if I find something cool, or if just an image. Maybe if I took a picture and I'm like, oh, guys, check this out. It's important to me to have that. And yeah, I don't really care about having the features like comments or, number of views. I just want to be able to get an image out there.
Now,
and with TweetDeck, sorry.
Tell me, did you guys really use groups in TweetDeck?
I never used TweetDeck, actually, because I was never really into the groups.
Now, Connor, I know you used TweetDeck for a while. Did you?
Yeah, I'm still using TweetDeck. I actually haven't gone. Oh, my iPhone just went off. I should put that on mute. I actually haven't gone to test out Tweety. I mean, because TweetDeck, you know, I'm sure Tweety takes less, but it's only at 4% of my CPU, and that's a 15%. It does take 85 megs of RAM, but
that's good.
So that's, oh man, my memory is really up there.
I know, mine's at like 53%. I've got 4 gigs in this thing.
No, I'm confused. I have 2 gigs and it's at like 53%.
Dang. Well, I like Tweety because it's not an Air app. I don't have any Air apps running on this machine right now.
Yeah,
I just formatted. So.
To answer your question, George, sorry, I got a bit distracted, but I tried using it for specific purposes. So for the Oscars, when that was on, I had features like the Twit Scoop.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really a visual way of showing the hottest trends on Twitter. And I had, I think, the hashtag pound Oscars. So I was following, you know, what was happening even before it, you know, aired in my area, maybe. Cause there's the delay. I mean, that's how fast Twitter is, but, or people's opinions and stuff. But, the thing about groups to me was that, like, it's out of my friends. So maybe if I was following like 2,000 people, it would be very useful. Cause I, you know, I could put you guys in and I could put people who I was really, really interested in following and actually like knew. I mean, to me, I only follow like 150 people. And
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah. And a lot of people, you know, 150 people for Twitter isn't that much, considering a lot of those accounts don't really, you know, maybe only tweet a couple times a day. But I never found the groups too useful. It is useful for big people like Callie Lewis and Leo Laporte, because that way they can follow, you know, just their friends.
Well, I mean, I never really got into the groups because, I mean, I follow so many people. It's hard to say, all right, I want to follow, I mean, I know, I mean, I could follow just my specific good friends on Twitter, but it's really hard for me to use groups because, I mean, I already like just you looking at all the tweets that come in. I try to read almost all my tweets, which is, I'm following about 2,000 people, which is, it's pretty incredible. I mean, some people, like, I say, all right, well, I have a friend and he went to Chicago. I didn't even notice he went to Chicago. And he was like, well, maybe you're following too many people. I mean, people are telling me you need to keep down the followers so you know what your followers are doing. But I really like reading. I mean, I find a lot of knowledge. Like if something that maybe Connor knows and Billy doesn't, he tweets it and I don't know it either. So he tweets it. I know it. Maybe Billy tweets it, retweets it, and people find out from him. So I do that a lot. I actually do like the retweeting feature. But what?
Yeah. Sorry, continue.
So what Tweety does lack one feature that I like. They tweet now every time you retweet, it's at the end it says via at the person that you retweeted it from. But on the iPhone, they updated it with the functionality that you can just retweet with the RT at the front with, and then the person that you're retweeting at the.
I like that too. Seen that too.
Another thing, let's just quickly go over some of the stuff. The conversations tab is for at replies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's conversation and it looks like, I'm sure everybody knows what iChat looks like. To me, the idea of Tweety was taking TweetDeck and making it, first of all, native and Mac styled. Cause Tweety, the actual design isn't bad, but it isn't, the sort of leopard interface design. Yeah. So conversations, which is at replies and stuff, that's all, and direct messages, they both get displayed like an iChat, like an instant messaging thing. You can search trends. You can, have independent compose windows. You have a torn off search so that you can search separately from your main window. And then there's a bookmarklet too. So you can, share links really quickly.
Now, another feature that actually lacks from Twitterific is that the ability to not have it in the dock and have it on the menu bar, which actually TweetDeck does lack too, because TweetDeck, I don't know if actually Adobe Air apps are allowed to run on the menu bar.
I'm pretty sure they aren't. It's not the thing about running into the menu bar. It's the thing about hiding the desktop. I'm almost 100% certain that all Air apps, because they're effectively web apps, they have to be totally self-contained.
Yeah, they're sandbox.
Yeah. Everything within that, which is why, like, if you use TweetDeck, you can see that, like, in the menu bar, there isn't, like, options. There isn't preferences. Everything has to be done within TweetDeck. Like, within the window itself.
So everything's self-contained.
Yeah. It's like a shell. Which is a bit of a problem, which is one thing I liked about Twitterific. And also a few things that the Tweety lacks is like the smaller features that, that TweetDeck has, like, what was it? It has 12 seconds. Stock Twits.
Facebook.
Twit Scoop. Yeah, Facebook. That's a major one.
Here's one, actually, too. Ping.fm's not in here, which I use.
Well, they use Ping.fm is the integrated with the iPhone app itself.
He said it again.
I always do that.
It's an integrated with the. It is on the iPhone app, but for some reason they haven't put it on the Tweety app for the Mac. Another feature is what was it? The interrogate thing threw me off. I'll come back to me. I'll remember it.
Anyways, yeah, definitely. It seems like once Tweety catches up, it'll be so much further than TweetDeck. But it also, we should definitely say that the price is $14.95 right now and at May 4th. So if you get it before May 4th, if you're listening to the show, unfortunately, you can't. It'll be $14.95. The regular price, though, is $19.95.
The free version.
Pretty steep, though.
You can get a free version that at once an hour comes up ads, courtesy of Fusion ads. So Fusion has very, very nice ads. I mean, I personally myself, not going to spend the money on, I mean, I would like to support her in any other way than just giving her like the $14 I can right now, or the $19 whenever. But right now I'm going to stay with the ads, because I actually never really paid for a Twitter app except for Tweety on my iPhone, which was very reasonable price. Now,
that's
embarrassing. All right, so let's, all right. Where should we pick off from?
Well, what I was saying is that the Fusion ads, great, great ads. I mean, but they just are little, I mean, just once an hour, which I'm fine with once an hour that an ad pops up here and there. But if they were to make it more, I would probably end up spending the money to just get them removed.
Well, I mean, also to me, yeah, Fusion ads, as far, I haven't seen the ads inside of it. What do they look like? Are they, cause I know
Fusion, they just look like tweets. They're in the same type of window.
Yeah, no Fusion ads. It's Michael Mastretta who runs it, I think. He's very devoted to like making sure that everything fits in well. Like he doesn't want the ad to be like flashing and stuff.
Yeah.
All right. I'll send you a photo of one of the ads. Oh, and the other feature I thought of. We can't refresh. There's no way to like get new tweets.
Yeah,
I don't know what the
Twitter
time thing is.
It's Command Shift R to refresh the whole thing, to refresh the, like, if you're in a specific, like if you're in the replies, you would just refresh that one. But you can go to Twitter at the top, Twitter Refresh All, and it refreshes the whole thing.
Oh, okay, I see it. Okay, well then that's a good feature to have.
They probably could have made it more obvious, I guess.
Yeah, there's no like button on the
at the bottom. They should add a little thing at the bottom.
Yeah. Anyways, what do you guys want to talk about next, or are we done with
iPhone Beta 4?
Okay.
So iPhone Beta 4 was released It was released last week of April, and I mean they have done tremendous amount of updates, like. From beta 1 to beta 4, I mean, is this
for
the iPhone?
What is it for, though?
It's the 3.0.
The 3.0 software.
Oh, okay, so 3.0 revision 4?
Yeah, revision 4, which, I mean, you can see that the changes are tremendously good, and that this software update is going to be a big and very, very, very nice looking one, so... Anything you have to add, Billy? What do you notice from Beta 3 to Beta 4?
Well, we're not really allowed to talk about it.
Well, I mean, in the stability issue, I mean, it's gotten really more stable, right?
It's just snappier.
Yeah, I totally like it. Do we have, Billy, do you have anything you would like to add from the news? Other than...
There hasn't really been that much Mac news lately. The new version of Leopard should be due out anytime. They've been seeding it to developers for like the past month over and over again.
There's
10.5.7 should be out any time now. It's improved a bunch of Bluetooth features, which I know I've seen some problems with some of my friends are having some Bluetooth problems.
There's
go ahead.
I was gonna just say that there's also iTunes 8.2, right?
Yeah,
we had to get that to run the new version of the iPhone beta.
Yeah.
And there's some sort of Blu-ray evidence that should be that's going on in there, but
so not apparently it's no longer a bag of hurt.
Now on
which we won't be able to use unless we buy a new Mac, cuz these Macs don't have Blu-ray support.
And we're going to have to probably wait a little while for that, right?
Yeah.
Unless he says something at WWDC, which I really don't think he will.
I don't know. He might say something about it.
Leading into WWDC, the 28th of April, WWDC conference was sold out, so all the tickets have been sold. Yeah, how many people do you think go there, actually?
It's 5,000 every year.
5,000 every year.
Well, that's what their limit is.
Really? Now, Billy, what do you think about iPhone coming to different carrier?
I know a bunch of my friends on different carriers, Altel or T-Mobile, want the iPhone. They just can't because they've just renewed their contracts. I know some friends just renewed theirs and they can't get it now. If it does, I think they'd sell more, but I think it would kind of like defeat the purpose of the iPhone itself. Like the iPhone's that phone that's on that one carrier. It does great on that one carrier. If it goes to all the other ones, you may see it's like being able to put Mac on a Windows box.
Oh, look at the really MSI. Crap. Look at the Hackintoshes.
No, I mean like a crappy Windows box, like something that's really crap that would just defeat the purpose of having a nice Mac.
Yeah,
looks like crap.
That would actually hurt, because I would say, oh, that's disgusting, and I wouldn't like it.
Like an unsteady network, like T-Mobile or Sprint or especially Altel. Altel's not that good of a network here. In the U.S., I know. I don't know if it's an I don't know if it's a global carrier, but it may be. I know just from being an Altel user.
I think it might be a global carrier.
I was on Altel 7 years ago, and it was terrible. And I hear it still is.
But at the same time, I'm sure there's places where
I'm sure AT&T there's places where it's good.
Pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think AT&T, apparently their 3G coverage in San Francisco and in Southern California really isn't very good.
Well, it's that way because there's so many people there, and that's like iPhone capital.
Right, that's true. I think the thing is, AT&T is probably trying really, really hard to get as much 3G coverage because of the iPhone and people just using it so much.
Yeah, you saw the reports of South by Southwest that, people couldn't get connection, then they had to put up I can't remember the name of the towers, but they had to put up like temporary towers there to get actual service running because there's so many people overloading the network.
Yeah,
that's insane.
I can't remember what the name is, but I it's gonna be like this. That's why San Francisco, it's so you can't get on because the network's so shoddy, is because everybody's on it. There's so many people with the I live in, nowhere, Louisiana, and we have 3G here. I was surprised that we have 3G. In a major metropolitan area in North Carolina, they have 3G, but, a town over, they don't. I don't get it.
Yeah, that's kind of odd.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't know. I mean, I'm also in Canada, so it doesn't affect me really at all.
Right, Rogers is your main. How many?
Yeah, Rogers is the main carrier. We have Rogers, which is probably the biggest. We also have Bell, which is fairly big. We have Telus, which I don't like, but they're also relatively big. And then we have Fido, which is for big cities.
Yeah,
specifically Toronto.
Yeah,
and they're owned by Rogers, and they're also pretty large. So that's actually one problem in Canada that all of our sort of like media and we don't have really much local like services. Right. We don't have small internet providers. Yeah. Because the only people with connections are, Bell and Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
So basically people have to buy it off of them. So Rogers, my phone service, like landline, got switched and we had to like pay some stuff because Rogers I don't even know, but because Rogers was using a Bell line.
They were like running it.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyways.
So, Connor, why don't you tell us about the new startup that all of us are working on, actually?
Yeah, the startup, the podcast.
podcast startup, audio startup that we're doing, blogs, a new site that we're starting.
The podcast that we're starting.
It's really a podcast.
Okay.
George, Billy, and what, Colin, and a few other people, we've started a new podcast all about, the latest gadgets, the latest tech, hardware, everything, you know, anything from iPhone cases to
computers.
Yeah, to computers, to synthesizers, to TVs, to, you know, whatever. A whole bunch of great stuff. We talk about news. We talk about reviews. And in the latest episode, which was released yesterday, because it's Tuesday. we talked about a new netbook from UMID. It's really tiny. It's actually really cool. We talked about, you know, would having an Apple tablet be cool? And I talked about, I gave my review of the Akai MPK49, which is a keyboard controller. For like music and stuff. So, you know, every week we'll hopefully have a review. And, of course, every week there's always gadget news. So that's inspectorgadget.com. And that's, by the way, gadget with no E. Inspectorgadget.com. And, I should plug, we should plug everybody.
All right. Twitters. Mine is twitter.com/gdrage.
Mine is, twitter.com/mosenmori. That's MOSENMORI.
Website?
And mine is twitter.com/billyheim.
Of course, by the way, you can, find me actually, most of my contact info, like my email and my Twitter, the much easier way is just going to connorbevans.com, which is CONNORBEVANS.com. Because that includes all of my contact info there. And, George and Billy, you don't have much of a website anymore. You also have a Flickr page though, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I do my Flickr mostly. It's flickr.com/billyheim.
And George, you still have a blog, don't you?
I'm getting more into the blogging type. I'm going to start more blogging. You can find it at georgedrage.com and georgedrage.com/blog. But you can also find this podcast located at applejuiceshow.com. If you're listening to it on the web, just go ahead and click on subscribe to iTunes. We need your downloads. Thank you very much for the people that are already downloading in iTunes.
Also, by the way, guys, if you, you know, I'll just plug us one more time. You can email us at info@applejuiceshow.com. And if you're interested in sponsoring us, then feel free to contact us at sales@applejuiceshow.com.
All right, actually, I want to plug something else, actually. Okay. I just recently became a reseller of PC/Mac connection. So within this week or so, I will be putting up a link. So you just go in and you can log and create a user. And if you want to go ahead and buy, you can actually go ahead and you get discounts on Mac and whatever. I mean, any kind of gadget like cameras or Mac stuff. But I've been getting a lot. I can get a lot, good discount on the Mac. Not just like an education discount, but a little bit more than education discount. So you guys will be able to save if you buy a Mac, if you go through me and you actually help support the show. So I mean, that's great way of supporting the show. If you want to buy a computer, you can buy it through them. Actually, I'm a reseller, so you're just gonna buy it through me. But if you're interested, just email info@applejuiceshow.com. I'll give you the information. But it's already on. It'll be on the web soon. So thank you very much.
Yeah. And by the way, that just to say that Mac Connection is and PC Connection, great place, amazing deals, and they really do sell everything. If you're looking for a new Mac, definitely check it out and send us an email.
So we appreciate what you're doing for the show. Thank you very much. This has been the Apple Juice Show, episode 37, with George Drage, Connor Bevins, and Lee Hine.